Hey buddy.
Okay, so episode 2 of this quarantine content.
Episode 2. We made it this far, man. Laziness didn't get to us, huh?
Laziness socho abhi aajkal kuch bhi nahi hai, literally kuch nahi hai karne ko, especially mere paas. Tumhare paas to bahut kuch hai karne ko, lekin phir bhi laziness itni zyada hai ki ye nahi record kiya jata.
Yaar pata mujhe yaar, what is going on?
Bhai humble na bane, humble na bane.
Yeah.
अच्छा, तो सुना क्या चल रहा है एक वीक के अंदर, what has changed?
In 1 week, I have gone from fully functioning human being to a slob, right? And
अच्छा, ये तो upturn हुआ है.
Yeah, man. I don't know what happened. I don't know what's been going on. I was telling you earlier as well, man. I've been getting that heavy feeling like for 2 days now continuously, right? I don't feel like doing anything. I'm waking up late. I just feel like something's like pushing me down. But it's not like depression or anxiety. Like, my mental health is fine. ठीक है. But like, अच्छा, I don't know. I just feel
I think we need to have a talk about your mental health before deciding कि वो ठीक है कि नहीं.
I was thinking, right? I mean, this is such a basic topic, right? कि like, you know, we're in med school and we have to do researches and stuff. I was thinking that we should make a research on mental health in quarantine. I'm sure half the world, half the other medical students or people in medicine are thinking of doing the exact same thing. लेकिन आई डोंट नो, आई डोंट, आई फील लाइक माय
हर कोई कर चुका है ये, ठीक है, तो इसलिए हम इसको रहने देते हैं. एंड हाउ अबाउट वी फोकस ऑन रिलीजिंग क्वालिटी कंटेंट फॉर बर्गर.
चलो भाई, व्हाट हैव यू बीन अप टू वैसे?
सो एनीवे, अस्सलाम वालेकुम. मेरा नाम उमर है.
माय नेम इज उमर हैदर.
और डायरेक्ट अपने अपने घर से सोशल डिस्टेंसिंग करते हुए.
एब्सोल्युटली 100%.
बर्गर Burger, Burger Boys, Burger, Burger, direct from Islamabad.
तो और सुना क्या चल रहा है?
Yeah, अच्छा, so first of all, what did happen this week, however, that wasn't completely dead. अच्छा, so I'm sure you've heard of House Party, right? What are your thoughts about House
Party? Obviously, we talked about House Party in our last episode as well.
But did you hear about what happened with House Party? And have you deleted your app or not?
No, you haven't deleted it, but you haven't used it.
Bro, okay, first of all, you have to get on it, okay? Now, there's a lot of, obviously, mixed things going around, and the company's going to say their own thing, but I believe what I believe, right? Because I've seen evidence on the fact that House Party is, okay, first of all, just like you, I think House Party just kind of appeared from thin air and then it just disappeared as well. Like, all the hype for House Party's kind of died down as well within a week or two, right? For those who don't know, House Party's like this very casual video conferencing app. Like, the way that I explain is that if you're ever at a house party, which we aren't a lot, but you can walk into different rooms. You don't have to basically ask for requesting to like get into a room, basically. So if one group of your friends is having a conversation at House Party, you can join them, leave, and if another group of your friends is having, you can join without having to send a request. Regardless, what's happening is that hackers have apparently hacked House Party. And the way that they've hacked it is that they go through your accounts, however you've signed up, Snapchat, Facebook, Joby, however you've signed up, or through your email, and they get your Netflix passwords, or they take money from your bank account. So a lot of people that I know personally, in fact, as well, have suffered from this. So, and like, I got screenshots of people, like, even if it was a small amount of money, Joby, like $3-4, whatever it was, but people are taking that money.
So Netflix account ka kya karte hain wo?
देखते हैं और नहीं तो क्या ब्रो. What else? They, I guess these people just wanted to get a Netflix subscription for free.
That's so a lot of effort to get a Netflix password.
It is a lot of effort. Achha, but some people are so resilient, bro, that they want to stay on House Party. I have this one friend. So what she did is that she deleted the app. Like, you delete your account. Then she set up she had some old email or something. And she signed up on House Party with that email just so she could continue to get onto it, but also not be hacked at the same time.
Matlab, the addiction is real.
Addiction is real. But Vese, when we were, I mean, you're still on it, but it was a lot of fun, man. I like the games and whatnot, or jo bhi quiz.
Nahi, tum nahi ho ab.
Nahi, bro. I deleted my account instantly after hearing this, man. And then the house people, the house party people themselves.
Mujhe bhi bata deta yaar. Main bhi abhi is bilkul recording ke baad maine to delete kar dena hai phir.
Bro, like an app, nahi. You have to delete your account from within the app. Just by the way, public service announcement for those who do have it. Delete. There's a setting in the privacy setting to jo bhi. Vahan se delete karke phir delete your app.
Delete my account and then delete the app.
Bro, just get rid of all of it, man. I don't want people stealing your Netflix account. Say
ऐसा क्या देखता है भाई तू नेटफ्लिक्स पे?
Bro, तू वैसे speaking of which, guess what was number one on Pakistan's Netflix for the longest time?
Money Heist.
Money Heist तो अभी आया है, but we'll talk about it in a second. But it was obviously
वो अच्छा 50 Shades Free.
Of course, man. you know our population completely.
Astaghfirullah.
Tarsebe, you know.
For starting from this, yaar, Money Heist, obviously, tune dekh liya hoga.
Nahi, yaar, acha, I don't, okay, I think that you do watch it.
What?
If I'm not, bro, I'm not a big fan and I don't understand all this hype either, okay? Now, prove me wrong, change my opinion, please.
What the hell is wrong with you, man?
Please, 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 bata, yaar. Change my mind. I really want to like
it. Kya dekh raha tha, phir?
Yaar, I've been watching my books, number one, theek hai? And second of all, if I do get time, I'm watching this. I know, I'm watching this stupid show, this sitcom. It's called Kim's Convenience. It's like some Korean family, Joby. Actually, you tell me. Change my mind about Money Heist, man. Why do you like it? I've tried. Okay, it's not like I haven't tried.
Tumne kitna dekh liya hai?
I could barely get through season one. Like I was like on episode 7 or something.
Barely? Kyun yaar? It's like an instant hit. Acha, tumne Ocean's movies dekhi hai?
Yes, big fan.
11, 12, 13. Wo kaisi lagi thi?
Love them, and Ocean's 8 as well. Love that as well.
Ew, Ocean 8 was horrible.
Don't be sexist, bro. Don't be sexist.
It sucked, bro.
Acha, haan, bata. So is it really? I mean, from what I understand, I just didn't know how to watch it. Because are you watching it dubbed or non-dubbed? Because I couldn't watch it either way. So the in English was too fake. In Spanish, I don't know. Bas, mood.
Yeah, dekho, English is too fake. Bilkul theek baat hai. Spanish is like the original language. Or Spanish mein like wo originality wala maza aata hai. Lekin uske andar, you know me. I'm not a fan of reading subtitles all the time.
Yes. You love them off.
So, isliye I'm okay with sacrificing that division of attention with like a normal dubbed version. Jis tarah ke English dubbed jo hai iska. Lekin first season ke baad aadat pad jati hai aapko English dubbing ki itni zyada ke phir jo normal wali unki Spanish wali asal awaaz hai na wo mujhe bahut weird lagti hai ab. Lekin anyway, it's like wahi concept yaar. It's like 8 to 10 people getting into like very high value places. And then stealing a bunch of money. Or like, wo pura shuru se end tak jo sara uske andar drama hota hai. Or jo sara suspense hota hai. Ye sari cheeze, this is the hype around it. Or bas bahut different hai. Like, it's the same ghisa pita topic jahan pe log jaate hain aur bank rob karke aa jaate hain. Lekin uske upar ek itna naya aur innovative story telling hai iske andar. Ke asal mein aapko maza aata hai. Like, you actually feel all the tension that's going on in the environment jab bhi wo kuch kar rahe hote hain is tarah ka.
Achha, but okay, so, at the same time, tell me something. Okay, I saw this meme, theek hai, online saying that, you know, when Desi boys recommend a show, right, it's either Peaky Blinders or Money Heist, theek hai, because these are the only two shows that we watch, apparently. So what I want to try to understand is that, is this hype just for us in Pakistan, or do you think it's like a worldwide hype? Like, was season 4?
Yeah,
season four,
it's a worldwide thing. Like, agar tum chahte ho ke main tumhe kuch stats ke saath bore karun, to wo alag baat hai. Lekin ye worldwide phenomena hai, Money Heist.
You always have stats, right? You always have stats for everything, even the season 4 of a Netflix show, huh?
Kyunki yaar ye bahut badi cheez hai aur log jo hain isko bahut zyada dekhte hain. For example, if I tell you a stat about Money Heist, iska jo season 3 jab aaya tha, to wo bhi weekend pe release hua tha aur wo first week ke andar 34 million viewers of Netflix has already watched the entire show.
That's a big stat, bro. It's a big baat to say.
Matlab 34 million log ek week ke andar unhone dekh liya tha. And every time they release a consecutive season, wo koi na koi record jo hai online streaming ka wo break kar raha hota.
Yeah, I get that. It's like one of those things, man. Acha, you know how like they say that when you like one thing about a person, it's like chances are you're gonna like everything about them when you really like this one person or thing. And when you hate something about the person, chances are you're gonna hate everything about them, right? It's like that. You know, when I started watching the show, first of all, I don't know why, I just have like these little pet peeve type cheese, right? Just like, you know how everybody was named after a different city or something, like Berlin and Patna, right? So I was just like, yeah, kya bakwaas hai basically. I was like, man, like, no. And then I just started hating everything about the show. That was my problem with it.
Cute. Well, that was a smart decision to name everyone after a city and not use their real names. पहली बात और दूसरी बात ये मेरे लिए इतना informative था कि मुझे ऐसी ऐसी cities के नाम पता चले जो मुझे पता भी नहीं था exist करते हैं.
So tell me, is this main guy, the guy with the glasses, what's his name?
Professor.
हाँ, Professor जो है. Professor, असल में, is he a smart? Is he a snake? Like, without any spoilers, you know? What is he? Is he a good guy?
ये इसमें कोई spoiler नहीं है कि he's a mastermind है ना वो. He's like the brains of the operation.
Okay, so हाँ ना,
he's the brains of the operation. सारी planning, planning वो करता. Obviously, पहले दो दिन के अंदर.
पहले दो दिन के अंदर. Oh no.
ये भी अभी बहुत slow है. लोगों ने पहले दिन में ही खत्म कर लिया था money heist.
Jesus Christ, man. और कितने episodes होते हैं? Season like 8, 10 or something like that. 12. 13.
हाँ, 8 to 10 episodes. जिस तरह सीजन 4 जो था ये 8 hours का बिंज था. और ये देसी बॉयज वाली बात जो है ये मुझे ना लगाओ तुम, ठीक है ना, पीकी ब्लाइंडर्स मुझे बिल्कुल भी नहीं पसंद. पीपल आर गोना हेट मी फॉर इट, बट लाइक आई डोंट लाइक पीकी ब्लाइंडर्स. मेरे से नहीं देखा गया.
ओह माय, अच्छा ओके, आई हैव टोल्ड यू दिस एंड आई थिंक दैट वी एग्री टू दिस टू सम एक्सटेंट. आई एम नॉट केपेबल ऑफ वॉचिंग ओल्ड शोज. ओल्ड शोज का ये मतलब है कि लाइक नॉट दैट दे हैव बीन फिल्म्ड ओल्ड, बट इफ दे आर टेकिंग प्लेस इन ओल्डन टाइम्स, लाइक गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स, राइट?
एग्जैक्टली सेम, सेम टू सेम. जिस तरह मेरे से वो नहीं देखा गया, मेरे से वो क्या नाम है उसका, वाइकिंग्स जो शो है, मेरे से वो नहीं देखा गया.
एग्जैक्टली.
और एक बिगेस्ट शो ऑफ द 21st सेंचुरी, इफ वी आर गोना कॉल इट दैट, गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स मेरे से नहीं देखा गया.
गेम ऑफ थ्रोन्स इज जस्ट लाइक आई एम नॉट इवन गोना लाई, फॉर आई हैव गॉटन सो मेनी रिकमेंडेशंस. आई हैव सिट डाउन, आई हैव डाउनलोडेड एवरीथिंग, आई हैव एक्चुअली ट्राइड, बट नहीं होता यार. आई डोंट वांट टू सी दिस ड्रैगन स्टफ एंड ऑल.
आई हैव ट्राइड इट एज वेल. लाइक आई हैव Like over a course of 1 year, I've gone through one season of Game of Thrones, and then I was like, enough is enough, and then I gave up.
But you gave up. Achha, I made the exception with Peaky Blinders, even though it's old. Absolutely, gaadiyan nahi hoti hain us tarah se. There's not like any phones, no technology, no hacking, nothing like that, right? But man, it's just classy. That's if I could describe it in one word, right? Just like classy gangsters. That's two words. But like, you know. It's just, I love it. I love
it. पता नहीं होता होगा, लेकिन मेरे से देखा ही नहीं गया. मैं कभी वहां तक पहुंचा ही नहीं हूँ.
I know what you mean.
कि मैं इतना कुछ उसके अंदर एक्सपीरियंस करूं. मैं पहली दो तीन एपिसोड से आगे नहीं गया अभी तक.
बस पहुंचे भी नहीं हो, bro. That's a problem, man.
नहीं, बस मैंने पहुंचना भी नहीं है भाई. मैंने मनी हाइस्ट देख लिया, तूने पीकी ब्लाइंडर्स देख लिया, बस हिसाब बराबर हो
गया. bro, देसी बॉय रिकमेंडेशंस खत्म हो गई, man. They're complete. ठीक है, we're put together where
we are. दूसरी बात ये है यार कि आई हैव सम कन्फेशंस.
What's up, bro?
सबसे पहली बात तो ये है कि जो हमने पिछले हफ्ते इतने रैंट्स किए थे ना, वो सारे जो हैं, जो जिन चीजों के अगेंस्ट मैं बोल रहा था, वो सब कुछ मैंने करना शुरू कर दिए.
जैसे कि
आई स्टार्टेड अप्रिशिएटिंग द पोस्ट ऑफ लाइक डिफरेंट एथलीट्स एंड स्टफ फॉर होम वर्कआउट्स, जो मैं बहुत ज्यादा करने लग गया हूँ अब. Yeah.
अच्छा कुछ बता. अच्छा like what do you do, like full body circuits, cardio, or do you work out like
full body circuits?
अच्छा full body circuit, like
full body circuits. वो ज़्यादातर वो जिनके अंदर equipment नहीं चाहिए होती, क्योंकि मेरे पास घर पे कोई equipment नहीं है सिवाय floor mat के.
अच्छा नहीं तो like give me an example, like what type of stuff do you do? Push ups, spike press, like उस तरह की चीज़ें. या फिर
ओ भाई squats with floor touches और क्या नाम है उसका, alternating squats और dolphin lunges और पता नहीं, people who do hit workouts name their exercises very weirdly. ये मुझे अभी तक समझ नहीं आई वो सब कुछ क्यों बोलते हैं, लेकिन लाइक वो सारा कुछ, इट्स सम निंजा शिट राइट देयर. कि होम वर्कआउट्स के अंदर और जनरली भी वर्कआउट्स के अंदर, जो इस तरह के सारे वर्कआउट्स है ना जिनके अंदर असल आपकी उसका एंड्योरेंस का पता चलता है, इसमें तो हैट्स ऑफ टू द वुमेन आउट देयर. के जो एथलीट्स है ना उनके जो वर्कआउट्स है, जो लड़के हैं ना वो तो यही कर रहे होते हैं, कुछ ना कुछ भारी उठा रहे होते हैं, कोई भारी पानी की बोतल उठा रहे होते हैं, पत्थर उठा रहे होते हैं, लाइक दे डू वेरी टेस्टोस्टेरोन शिट.
But the girls with the actual cardio, moving around.
Haan, wo to actual movements or like some ninja shit, bro.
Oh shit, man. So you've been doing this? Really? I would have not expected that, bro.
Main try kar raha hoon aajkal, lekin mere se hota kuch nahi hai. Mujhe to wahi, I'm like, I can't do any of those. Mujhe lagta hai ki pata nahi kitna stiff hui hai meri puri body. Lekin, I don't know, I just try. Aur dusra Instagram trends jo stories ke upar chal rahe hain, wo like this or that trend. और इस तरह की चीजें.
अच्छा, व्हाट अबाउट द बिंगो स्टफ, हैव यू सीन ऑल दैट? एक शिफा का बिंगो भी था बाय द वे.
बिंगो वाला मैंने नहीं अभी तक किया वैसे.
बिंगो वन इज काइंड ऑफ फन. आई मीन आई हैव नेवर बीन एबल टू कंप्लीट लाइक ऑल 25 स्क्वायर्स और जो भी 20 स्क्वायर्स होते हैं. But the thing is that it's fun. There was this one Islamabad bingo, which obviously I couldn't complete entirely because I live in Pindi. Then there was like one for our university as well. And there's some fun ones, man. You should check it out. Bingo is fun, but at the same time, like, I do these things, but I don't post them on my story. I just don't feel like I should post. I don't know, man. Like, I have a very
same. Like, मुझे भी यही लगता है कि पहले बहुत कुछ है देखने को, so like I shouldn't add to it, but that shouldn't stop me from enjoying the trends.
That's true, वैसे.
तो इन्हीं ट्रेंड्स में से कुछ मैं जूसी वाले तेरे लिए इकट्ठे करके लाया हूं. तो सबसे पहला जो है इंस्टाग्राम ट्रेंड जो है दिस और दैट, ये मैं तेरे से पूछता हूं.
अच्छा,
सो लाइक टू ईज यू इनटू द गेम,
ओके,
चाय या कॉफी?
कॉफी ऑब्वियसली.
और तुमने रीजंस भी देने. मजे की बात ये है हमारे वाले वर्जन के अंदर.
अच्छा सही है. कॉफी बिकॉज it's it looks cool when you drink it and I just like the fact
shoda to tu waise hi paidaishi shoda hai
and waise bhi main I wanted to talk to you about coffee being a status symbol. Acha lekin jo bhi coffee that's my answer.
Kyun yaar status symbol kyun? Coffee status symbol hai. Ha waise hai.
In, okay, I feel, now this might trigger some people, right? I feel like coffee, not that I do it as a status symbol, because it's not a status symbol to me at all, right? But especially in Pakistan, right? And again, I'm not trying to hate, I'm not trying to say anything bad, because I drink coffee too, I'm a coffee drinker. Like, in like, okay, for example, I was watching this drama the other day, Pakistani drama, right? And I know, before you say anything, I watch Pakistani dramas once in a while. Like, usme, like, they were kind of giving the impression, right? Ke, like, a girl ordered, like, a black coffee, right? She's like, oh, you know, I'll take a black coffee, no milk, no sugar, nothing like that, right? And everybody was like, oh wow, you know, you're drinking black coffee. They're like, oh wow, it's like, you know, it's like such a it's such a bold thing. I was like, yeah, what are you guys talking about? It's not. And like a lot of people, like, really, you know, it's like, it's kind of like a flex for them to drink like a special type of coffee, like an iced latte or like a iced americano or something. But the thing that really gets me, right, and this is something
that's like a very white thing to do. No,
it is a very white thing to do, right? But, and that's, I think, some people, what they try to do, again, I'm not speaking for everybody, is that they try to copy that. They're like, oh, you know what? We want to be like that. Buy a kit trend. Again, we're not like that.
You know, sure, I can't function without my morning caffeine fix. Without, so like, let exactly. me get a quick Americano.
And you see, this is the thing that gets me, bro, is the fact that people don't even know what it is. Okay? I was talking to my friend the other day and she was like, man, you know, I got an espresso machine, and she was complaining about it, right? Because of the fact that she's like,
complaining about her espresso machine?
Yes, saying that, like, she was like, my brother got an espresso machine, and she's like, oh, like, I just wanted to drink simple coffee and espresso to say to kuch bhi nahi banega. And I was like, wait,
what the hell? Hold first up. Of all, she's flexing the fact that she has espresso machine.
100%.
And then usse bhi bada flex ye hai ki wo itni snob hai ki she's complaining about her espresso machine.
And she's like, oh, but like all these things, lattes and jo bhi, ye to like dusri cheezon se banti hai, right? I'm like, hey, man, hold up, nahi. Espresso machine, espresso is the base, man. Every cappuccino, latte, and everything, they all include Americanos, for example, they all include an espresso base. But people don't even know the basic ingredients of what go into an actual coffee. They don't know the difference between a black coffee and an Americano. Kya hua? Huh?
Uska mind blow ho gaya tha phir.
Yeah, she was still iffy towards the end. Like, oh, you know, yeah, I'm just gonna stick to making my sachet coffee or black coffee, us tarah se, my Americanos. But I was like, that's not an Americano. Lekin
hai status symbol. Like, I agree ki status symbol hai ki jab logon ko lagta hai ki agar unke haath mein like coffee, koi bhi branded coffee brands jo hain,
yes,
jo brew
yes.
karte hain, unka kisi ne cup pakda hua hai, so like they're in a league of their own.
Exactly.
But like, it's in their heads, like logon ke dimag mein sirf ye.
Aur wo chai
sirf agar aapke haath mein, हाँ, चाय के साथ नहीं होता. चाय इज लाइक एवरीवन्स ड्रिंक.
या बिकॉज़ यू कैन गेट इट सुपर चीप
कॉफी,
और यू कैन गो टू चिकाचिनो
सुपर चीप. आप बहुत महंगी भी पी सकते हो. अगर आप पीसी भूरबन जाते हो तो आप 450 की चाय भी पी सकते हो.
रियली? 450? और
आप ढाबे से जाके 20 रुपए की भी. हाँ, पीसी भूरबन के अंदर अगर आप कमरे के अंदर चाय मंगवाते हो सेपरेट चाय,
हाँ,
तो वो 450 रुपीस की आती है.
अच्छा, स्पीकिंग ऑफ व्हिच, आर यू दूध पत्ती और सेपरेट टाइप ऑफ गाय?
आई डोंट हैव अ प्रेफरेंस, इट डिपेंड्स ऑन माय मूड. Like there are times when I would want like a proper ghar ki chai, and then there are times when I would want everyday wali chai, and then there are times when I would want doodh patti. It's like kabhi maine apna mindset nahi kiya is mamle mein.
Achha, for me, it's most of the time, for me, it's just, I just want a simple doodh patti because it's just there. Sometimes, even though I'm a no sugar type of guy, right, with my flexes and whatnot, I'm fine with sugar being in doodh patti. But then sometimes if I'm gonna have a separate chai, right, so then it's gonna be completely separate, obviously. Theek hai? And then I even, the milk that you put separately, that has to be warm. And even the cups that you drink the chai, logic they have to be warm as well. Everything has to be warm. And hot.
That is the logic behind a separate chai. Tune ka hai, if I want separate chai, I want everything to be separate. Everything. Like, what the heck does that mean?
I mean, like, as in, I don't know what I meant by that. But like, as in, everything is separate and everything is steaming hot. Otherwise, if it's not steaming hot, then it's not chai, bro. But okay, but at the same time, Chalo. Are you like an iced tea fan or no?
I am a huge iced tea fan. I love iced tea.
But like, flavors-wise?
Flavors-wise, my favorite jo hai, wo hi jo sabke hote hai, wo hai peach or lemon.
Peach and lemon, bro. I think we're both just very hungry right now. I just want to eat something. this is the time. It's 12 a.m. in the morning.
No, I need something to drink. I need iced tea, but where do I take iced tea from? And now, you know, there's a guilty feeling that if you go to a superstore and buy some of these things, there are people out there to buy their rations and stuff.
And you're out
there. So we go and give coffee from there and iced tea. So like... मुझे पता नहीं क्यों इनसेंसिटिव फीलिंग आती है.
I get you, man. It's pretty tough out there.
अच्छा तो सेकंड दिस और दैट तुम्हारे लिए.
बताओ बताओ बताओ.
ये भी बड़ा आसान है. कोक या पेप्सी?
Oof. I've always told you I've never really been able to tell the difference, and you have been like the Coke Pepsi connoisseur.
कसम खाओ यार, तुम्हें नहीं फर्क पता चलता?
यार नहीं, I really can't tell the difference, man. See, the problem is that I would always pick Coke. But Pepsi Black, right? Or Bold, jo bhi hai. Pepsi Bold.
Kyunki tune Junejo ko uski usme dekh liya, isliye tujhe Pepsi Black pasand hai.
Obviously, bro, kafi achhi commercial thi wo, and kafi achhi commercial tha. But like,
chal ek aur controversial wala hai.
What?
GIF ya JIF?
So I started off my life saying GIF, just how I started saying meme for meme. But now I say GIF and I say meme now.
What did you call memes?
For the longest time. And I would always tell people, okay, you guys have it wrong. It's called meme. But now I call it GIF and now I call it meme. I've corrected myself.
Shit, bro. Chal, ek aur bahut lame wala. Eat soup or drink soup?
Yeah, I'm an eat soup type of guy. Definitely eat. Yep.
What about controversies, you? Controversies. अच्छा एक और रूल है, ये मेरी वाली जो गेम्स है इनका.
Okay.
और वो रूल ये है कि जो मैं तुमसे पूछूंगा तो मेरे से नहीं पूछ सकते.
Oh shit, man, I knew it. I knew there's always got to be some sort of rule.
अच्छा right? आप थोड़ा डीप वाले हैं.
हाँ.
ठीक है, वो ये है और इसके रीजंस भी तुमने देने हैं.
हाँ.
Would you rather be the person to cheat? Or the person to be cheated on?
Yeah, the answer to this question, obviously living in an unideal world, would be being the person to be cheated on. Even though that would make me, for lack of a better word, like a cuck, even though I hate that word. But,
Oye, cuck!
But I would, nay, man. Nahin, I don't.
Bas abhi tera contact name change kar raha
hu. Bro, it's not the locker, man. Don't do that. I hate this word. I hate it so much.
Calling cuck.
And the reason for this is, it's the simple reason, man, that I think that everybody who chooses this option would, is that, first of all, I don't think I have it in me to cheat. Not like that. And,
Chah. Mr. Saint Umar Lopez.
Saint nahin ho lekin. You know, I guess I try to work on myself sometimes. Achha, this is getting real deep, bro. Achha. I don't know, I don't...
Flex.
I want to be able to cheat. Huh, next, please.
Achha, toh, reason kya hai?
The reason is just that... I don't know, I couldn't cheat on anyone.
Ki tu kak hai?
Huh, so basically. Bas yehi kehta hai, bro. Tu khush.
यार तूने मुझे कोई जूस नहीं दिया इसके, फिर मुझे था कोई जूसी चीजें निकलेंगी, कोई स्टोरीज निकलेंगी, कोई गिव मी सम जूस निकलेगा, लेकिन
इट्स स्टॉपिंग इन द मिडल, आई कांट हियर यू।
अच्छा तो इसमें गोइंग ऑफ फ्रॉम अ डीप टॉपिक टू अनदर टॉपिक,
अच्छा
वुड यू लाइक हैव एवरीवन लाफ एट यू और लाफ एट एवरीवन एल्स?
अच्छा यार दिस आई गेस काइंड ऑफ स्टेम्स बैक टू माय चाइल्डहुड, यू नो विद माय ट्रॉमा and everything like that.
फिर से childhood यार, तेरे कितने traumas हुए हैं?
वो काफी।
अभी तूने शुरू में बोला था कि तुझे कोई mental health problems नहीं है, now I have serious concerns for you, bro.
Actually, let me tell you. So basically, when I was a little white innocent kid in America, तो I was a good little Muslim and everything as well. तो वहाँ पे मुझे याद है कि रमजान चल रहा था एक महीने, obviously, because Ramadan, and there was this one kid, Chris, एक बस, you know, just a bad kid. And so lunch was like an entire, like it was like an entire thing over there, like as in you would have your class, beach volley class, and then you would walk as a class together to the cafeteria, and like attendance wagera pura sab kuch hota tha, and you had to sit in the cafeteria. So I was fasting one day, mera roza tha, and I sit in across from this kid, his name was Chris. Or Chris, he was just not a good kid, theek hai? And he didn't understand the concept of me fasting. So I tried explaining it to him, okay, this is why we fast and this is what Muslims are and everything like that. Jo bhi knowledge thi when I was 11 or 12 years old. And I started explaining, and then like I went back and did my assignment, even though I knew that he wasn't even really listening properly. And he literally got a chamach full of his food and he stuffed it in my mouth, right? And obviously, like, there's nothing you can do because like it's bacche hote hain, like everybody starts laughing and things like that, right? But because of that traumatic experience, I would definitely have to say, ke, like, be the complete opposite and be a complete and just laugh at people and make fun of them because of my
childhood. You would be the bully.
Yeah, I would be the bully.
Bichare yaar, matlab, aisi harkatein jab tu karega, apne rap songs banayega apne YouTube ke upar, jisme teri पीडो स्टैश होएगी और तू फोन से देख के लिरिक्स पढ़ रहा होगा, तो लोगों ने तो तुझे बुली करना ही करना है।
Why you have to bring stuff like that, man? I'm trying to bury that. ठीक है, I'm trying to get rid of these videos. I'm trying not to tell anybody about it.
They are gems from Umar Haider's past, so like they can't be buried.
Bro, if I was a creative kid, ठीक है, I used to make music videos because I used to get bullied so much in school, right? So I thought I would make even more videos to get bullied even more.
लेकिन यार इसके अंदर मेन बात ये है कि वुड यू रादर ईट अस और ईट विद योर ass?
Man, this guy, man, I knew you were saving it, man. I knew something was gonna happen. Like, I didn't think it was gonna be this. I thought you were gonna ask me about like love life or like some, you know, some crazy stuff.
Nahi, matlab nobody gives a shit about love life during the quarantine time. To mujhe bas main cheez ye sochne mein aati hai ki like would Umar like eat ass or eat with us?
bro, inki baat nahi ho rahi yahan pe, sahi hai bro, nahi ho sakti, nahi ho sakti. Acha
yaar,
acha wait, I have matlab, a like a little riddle for
denial mein chala gaya iske baad.
Ha, basically that should not give you any hints. But actually, listen, I have this riddle for you. All these riddles are very popular on Instagram as well. It's a very stupid riddle. Hopefully, I remember it correctly. Actually, so you're sleeping and you get hungry and you go down to your fridge and you open it and you get a box of pasta that was sitting there and you open the box of pasta and you open the microwave then and you put the food there and then you eat the khana. ठीक है, एंड देन यू ओपन द डोर टू द किचन एंड यू पुट इट बैक. सो व्हाट इज द फर्स्ट थिंग दैट यू ओपनड?
योर आईज.
अच्छा, सी दैट्स व्हाट आई थॉट. आई थॉट आई वाज बीइंग सो स्मार्ट विद द आंसर एंड एवरीथिंग, लेकिन इट्स सच अ स्टूपिड अंडरवेलमिंग आंसर. द आंसर इज नथिंग बिकॉज यू आर स्लीपिंग.
व्हाट?
आई वाज एट द सेम टाइम आई वाज सो डिसअपॉइंटेड
कि तूने मुझे खुद कहा है कि यू वर स्लीपिंग एंड देन यू गॉट अप.
हां, Tiga, I said that, right? But according to everyone's logic, you didn't get up because you were sleeping. I don't get it.
Nahi, ye just mari hai. Ye riddle galat tarike se. Ya to tumne galat batai hai, ya phir gore hi pagal hai.
Nahi, bro, gore hi pagal hai, man. There's no way I said it wrong. Maybe ho sakta.
लेकिन यार, while we are on the theme of playing like little games or like बच्चों वाली games, तू खेल रहा है तो. एक और गेम है मेरे पास तेरे साथ खेलने के लिए.
As long as it's not pencil, man. I've fallen for that too many times.
Yeah, matlab usko maine thoda PG kar diya.
Acha.
Ke like it's safe for all ages. So like let's call that game Kiss, Marry, Kill.
Chalo. Who are we taking into consideration right now? God, I'm scared.
Acha, to first hai tere liye SpongeBob, Patrick Star ya Squidward?
Acha, I would definitely kiss Squidward and I would kill Patrick and I would marry SpongeBob.
What? Why?
I feel like Squidward just needs some love, yaar. Agar like mil jaye usko to he will be pretty happy.
To matlab tu usko kiss kar dega kyunki usko pyar chahiye zindagi mein.
But he's definitely not like a marriage type guy. He's like one of those one time.
तो फिर पैट्रिक को क्यों मार रहा है तू?
पैट्रिक पागल है ना यार. He's just, I can't stand his stupidity. Even though he's cute. But nay. No. I can't. Acha, next. What's next?
So like, if someone is really cute, but is stupid at the same time,
फिर miss.
तू उसको मार दे.
Miss it, bro. Miss it. God, they're gone.
Well, shit, bro. और SpongeBob से क्यों शादी कर रहा है?
SpongeBob says, because, man, I feel like SpongeBob would never let me get bored, you know? He would always be doing something, and he would be cooking me something. Or always, he's always, like, up for an adventure, you know? I'd definitely be down for that.
Sure, matlab sahi. Anyone who can cook you stuff is the person you're going to marry.
Yeah, man. If someone cooks me good food, bro, like, come get married, dude. Let's get married.
Chalo, next question hai tumhare liye. Trump, Boris Johnson, or Modi?
Oh, good God, dude. Man, actually, as a Pakistani, I have to say kill Modi off the bat. Theek hai? There's no other way about it.
Theek hai.
And then I would... Yeah, ab jo baaki log rehte hain, man, wo bhi kaafi... That's the problem. yeah, I would... Actually, I would kiss Trump and I would marry Boris. If I married Donald Trump, right, like I just don't want to be added to that long list of girls that he's been with, so like I would feel very unimportant, right? And
Ivanka Trump ke samne kak feel hoga.
And I don't want to feel like that in front of her. And Boris, kyunki yaar bechara ICU mein abhi, to you know I felt kind of bad for him.
Oh yaar, Boris bechare ka corona jo hai wo zyada kharab ho gaya.
Zyada kharab ho gaya, man. Bas yahi hota hai jab baatein kharab hota hai yaar. No, I'm kidding. But you know, hopefully he recovers and whatnot and continues to run the country into the ground.
Bechara yaar, mujhe to asal mein afsos hua tha, pata nahi kyun uske liye.
Really? I mean, yeah, and then, see, people are so like, cruel too, right? Like, everybody's, like, going off, like, all, of, like, memes shuru ho gayi thi, phir ke that he's dead and everything. I mean, like, thoda slow bakhsh to yaar, bechare ko, like, he's not dead yet, man.
Haan, waise. Ke, matlab, agar coronavirus is, like, something I can make jokes on.
Haan. But...
Aaj ek bahut interesting theory mujhe mili, ke jo bahut boring hoegi, matlab... Anyone who is not related to the medical profession, agar tu sunna chahta hai, some insight into coronavirus.
What's up?
Ek nahi research aayi hai jo mechanism of infection coronavirus ka samjhane ki koshish kar rahe hote hai uske andar.
Achha.
Aur unko ye mila hai uske andar ke actually jo COVID-19 jo cause kar raha hai, SARS-CoV-2,
yeah,
wo jaake hamare lung parenchyma ko affect nahi karta.
Achha.
Like for anyone who does not understand these terms, wo jaake hamare lungs ke jo tissue hai na, isko affect nahi karta.
Phir?
Wo kya karta hai ke wo hamare blood mein jata hai aur hamare jo red blood cells hai na, unke andar koi polypeptide chain hai jiske saath jaake wo attach ho jata hai aur hamari oxygen carrying capacity ko decrease kar deta hai. To jab hypoxia create होता है, मतलब lack of oxygen जब हो जाती है हमारे lung tissue के अंदर बहुत ज़्यादा, तो वहाँ पे acid, lactic acid produce होना शुरू हो जाता है, और वो वाली जो hypoxic regions create होते हैं ना, वो हमारे lung parenchyma को destroy करते हैं.
And that's how you see all those really messed up X-rays and CT scans of those damaged lungs.
एग्जैक्टली जो हमें एक्सरेज के अंदर नजर आता है सारा कुछ, वो बेसिकली वो मेस्ड अप लंग सेल्स जो है वो इंटेंस पॉइजनिंग और इन्फ्लेमेशन ड्यू टू द हाइपोक्सिक स्टेट है, एनाबॉलिक पाथवे के थ्रू जो बाय प्रोडक्ट्स क्रिएट होते हैं। और ये एक और थ्योरी के साथ जाके टाई इन करता है कि जो हमने आजकल आर्टिकल्स नहीं बहुत ज्यादा देखे जो हाइड्रोक्सी क्लोरोक्विन्स का इफेक्ट है।
Exactly, because this would make sense because those are anti-malarial drugs and if they affect
exactly hydroxychloroquine yeah. क्या करते हैं जो मलेरिया की ड्रग्स हैं, ये रेड ब्लड सेल्स को स्टेबलाइज करते हैं। तो कोविड 19 के अंदर भी वो इफेक्टिव कुछ केसेस में हमें इसलिए नजर आ रहे हैं क्योंकि फिर वो रेड ब्लड सेल्स को स्टेबलाइज कर देंगे, तो जो कोरोना वायरस है ये जाके जो पॉलीपेप्टाइड चेन है उसके साथ अटैच नहीं होगा, इसीलिए हमें बेहतर प्रोग्नोसिस उसके साथ नजर आ रहा है। बट दिस इज नॉट फाइनल येट।
अच्छा, दैट्स कंप्लीटली डिफरेंट फ्रॉम द आई सॉ दिस वन इमेज दैट अ डॉक्टर हैड ड्रॉन ऑफ द मैकेनिज्म ऑफ एक्शन, नॉट टू गो टू मच इनटू मेडिकल डिटेल, बट इट्स द कंप्लीट ऑपोजिट ऑफ व्हाट यू आर सेइंग इज दैट हाउ इट गोज इनटू द पैरेन्काइमा एंड टू द एल्वियोली एंड देन रिलीजेस ऑल दोस शॉक मीडिएटर्स एंड देन दैट्स व्हाट कॉजेस डिसेमिनेशन ऑफ द ऑर्गेनिज्म टू द ब्लड स्ट्रीम और इट कॉजेस मल्टी ऑर्गन फेलियर फ्रॉम देयर। सो दिस इज एक्चुअली प्रीटी इंटरेस्टिंग थ्योरी एंड इट मेक्स सेंस फॉर the target drug that a lot of people are relying on aajkal as well. Interesting, man.
Haan, kyunki iske andar do cheeze sense bana rahi hain. Ek ye wala jo mechanism of action hai na, ye hame ye explain kar raha hai ki hydroxychloroquine kaise effective hai jo hame abhi tak nahi pata tha ki wo kya kar rahi hai.
Exactly, that makes sense. That's pretty interesting, man. Is this like a video or like an article or something?
Ye ek article tha.
Sure,
I'll send you the link later.
Chalo sahi, let's do that. Actually, anyway, do you have any...
So, like,
what's the
going
last?
All the way back...
To the game.
So next wala tha Harry Styles, Ryan Reynolds, and Charlie Puth.
I don't like Charlie Puth, though he's gone. Oh, complete miss, say it. Or even though, if you've ever seen, like, he has this, like, ability that I'm sure a lot of other musicians have, but he's just the one who showcased a lot. Like, he hears an instrumental or whatever, and he can immediately recreate it on the piano. Even with that said, he's gone, because the other two people in this category are very cool guys. Harry Styles is definitely not marriage material. I feel like he's kind of stupid as well. Girls, please don't get triggered. But like, he's a good looking dude, right?
ये मुझे तेरे अंदर से Taylor Swift की आवाजें आ रही हैं.
Taylor Swift. And so I think that definitely he would be the kissing type of scene guy, or but obviously that leaves my boy Ryan. Can marry him, bro. Actually, how come in this game so far you've only asked me about guys? What are you trying to say, bro?
Chalo yaar, tumhare liye thoda switch up kar dete hain. Amal Clooney,
okay.
Princess Diana,
okay.
Or Mother Teresa.
Oh my god, chalo ji. what was the second person again? I've completely forgot now.
Princess Diana
gotta marry, because you know, royalty, right? Gotta tap into that.
So royalty, theek hai, royalty mil gayi tumhe.
Achha, phir aagi Mother Teresa.
Lekin Diana ko royalty
nahi mili thi. Oh yeah, it's okay. She's
princess, eventually right? Wo chhod ke chali gayi thi. Mujhe mere doston se koi bahut lamba koi history, British royal history ke upar lecture mila tha, jiske andar se shayad, if I'm not wrong, ke princess कि ये प्रिंसेस डायना को नहीं मिली थी एंड पे रॉयल्टी,
बट शी वाज अ प्रिंसेस एट सम पॉइंट, राइट?
हाँ, वो थी व्हेन शी मैरिड इनटू द रॉयल फैमिली.
अच्छा,
शी वाज द वन हु मैरिड इनटू द रॉयल फैमिली,
सो शी वाजंट गोना गेट इट ऑब्वियसली. हाँ, अच्छा, आई डिडंट नो दिस.
सो लाइक
दैट चेंजेस थिंग्स. सो बेसिकली आई एम गोना चेंज माय आंसर फॉर द प्रिंसेस डायना, because she's fake royalty, basically. And I'm going to put her to kiss, because she's still a princess. Say it. Or Mary, I would have to say Mother Teresa. Because she's Mother Teresa, man. I don't know, man. I would feel bad for killing her, dude. And that leaves Amal in one category. Even though Amal is like...
Amal, kya kehna chah raha hai tu?
No, but she's definitely, she could be marriage material too, man. That's what I'm saying.
Plus, she's a huge philanthropist as well. So, like, would you feel better about killing her?
I mean, I wasn't even thinking about the philanthropist part, but you know, she's marriage material. बस
कितनी शादियां करेगा भाई, पूरा फायदा उठा रहा है मुसलमान होने का, चार शादियां करूंगा मैं
100% man. अच्छा और any other people left?
बस यार एक और है लेकिन for that is for your love of all the Chinese people and Japanese and the Koreans.
Okay, I can hear you.
वो वाले जो लोग हैं उनके लिए जो तेरा इतना ज़्यादा प्यार है इसलिए मैंने एक और रखा हुआ है तेरे लिए.
अच्छा बताओ.
वो है जी शी जिनपिंग.
ओके.
किम जोंग उन.
चलो ऑलराइट.
एंड BTS. लाइक इफ BTS ऑल ऑफ BTS वाज वन गाय.
इफ वाज ऑल वन गाय. अच्छा. ऑलराइट शी जिन वो तो I don't like Xi Jinping, so I'm gonna put him to kill. Okay, he's the one being killed.
ठीक है.
Okay. फिर आते हैं my boy Kim Jong Un, right? तो I would definitely
Kim Jong Un.
Kim Jong Un to like confirm Mary, bro. If he's anything, how they portrayed him to be. What was the name of the movie? You know what I'm talking about? Seth Rogen or James Franco?
What he the interview?
Interview, huh? If he's anything like that, right? So he's definitely a Mary type of guy, right? And if he, and then obviously I would have to just kiss BTS. I don't really like BTS. I mean, remember that one song? Kaun sa gana tha yaar? Koi of someone that blew up in BTS recently. Like, I don't know, like Pink something, jo bhi naam tha. I mean, I don't really get the hype. I don't like the songs. I don't like the style. I don't like the look. I don't like anything. Like, and they're better than Xi Jinping to like, you know, fine, whatever. I don't give a shit. But my the main thing is Kim Jong Un is gonna be my wife. That's the main important part.
So like yehi wale Chinese wale se agar hum ek aur topic ke upar jaye matlab from these people.
Achha.
So like have you heard the new Shamoon Ismail song?
I was like yeah kafi China ki baatein ho rahi hai corona and everything. Shamoon Ismail
ye pura build up tha na yaar agli topic pe jaane ke liye aur wo ye hai ki tune Shamoon ka naya gana suna.
Of course, man. How could I miss my boy song? That and the fact that you sent it to me.
Kya naam hai bhala us gaane ka?
It was called Rokle or Role? Which one was it? Rokle.
Exactly, Rokle. Theek hai. Ab tumhe pata hai ki Rokle gaana kyun exist karta hai?
Nahi. Oh, wait. Is it because he went through a breakup or something? I saw that on Twitter.
No, man. अगर वो ब्रेकअप से गुजरा होता और उसने रोकले लिखा होता तो मैं चाइनीज स्टोरी को इसके साथ टाइम कैसे करता.
अच्छा रोक ले का क्या मतलब चप्पलों को रोक ले.
Bro, यही तो अंदर का जूस है स्टोरी का जो तुम्हें नहीं पता.
Oh, अच्छा no. अच्छा
तो रोक ले जो गाना है बाय शमून इस्माइल.
हाँ
ठीक है. ये गाना शमून ने दस्ती लिख के पब्लिश कर दिया विच इज एक्चुअली अ क्लैप बैक अगेंस्ट कोट अनकोट हेटर्स.
अच्छा
ठीक है. अब तुम मेरे से पूछोगे कि यार शमून इस्माइल सच अ नाइस गाय है उसके हेटर्स क्यों हैं इतने.
हाँ आई वुड डेफिनेटली आस्क यू दैट बिकॉज़ वी लव हिम.
सो लाइक रिसेंटली लाइक 2 weeks अगो मे बी लाइक आई डोंट रिमेम्बर द डेट्स एग्जैक्टली क्योंकि वो सारी चीजें रिमूव हो गई हैं इंटरनेट से बट एज यू नो नथिंग डाइज ऑन द इंटरनेट.
अच्छा
शमून इस्माइल ट्वीट करता है जिसकी मैं तुम्हें सिर्फ समरी सुना रहा हूँ. एग्जैक्ट ट्वीट मैं नहीं सुना रहा इसके अंदर. सो ही कॉल्स द चाइनीज पीपल अ रेसिस्ट टर्म एंड सेज के व्हाई डिड दे हैव टू गो अहेड एंड ड्रिंक बैट सूप. Why couldn't they just order Domino's and we would all not be stuck in this shithole?
Achha, he tweeted this publicly. I didn't see this. Boy, Shamoon, bro. Kya ko? Okay, then.
So, like, this also ties into the fact that you have a core meme page in which Shamoon Ismail is delivering Domino's pizza. Wo dekhiye.
Huh, I saw it. I didn't understand the relevance, though.
This is where the Domino's wali meme ties in. This is where Shamoon Ismail is all like attached to this controversy. तो फिर Shamoon Ismail वो tweet जो है क्योंकि बहुत ज़्यादा लोग उससे upset हो जाते हैं और उसको call out करने लग जाते हैं.
अच्छा.
तो वो अपनी tweet को delete कर देता है और वो साथ ही एक apology tweet लिख देता है कि like that was a mistake, I shouldn't have said that, but like no hard feeling towards those people, I was just like, वो कहते नहीं आप JK just saying.
हाँ, just like that. ऐसी लाइक जस्ट
बेसिकली वो उसकी ट्वीट थी, लेकिन अच्छा। लोग फिर भी नहीं रुके, लोग उसकी फिर भी बेइज्जती करते जा रहे थे और उसको बोल रहे थे, कॉल आउट कर रहे थे, जिसके ऊपर उसने फिर ये पूरा गाना लिखा।
Oh shit, that makes a lot more sense.
गाने का नाम भी रोक ले है, जिसके अंदर वो शुरू ही ये करता है कि मैं तेरे टीवी पे नहीं आता, मैं किसी लेबल के थ्रू नहीं गाता, आई एम एन इंडिपेंडेंट आर्टिस्ट, आई हैव टू राइट टू से व्हाटएवर आई वांट। और वो अपनी अपॉलोजी ट्वीट के अंदर ये भी लिखता है कि लाइक वो इस बारे में अपोलोजाइज कर रहा है कि लाइक फ्रॉम अ पोजिशन ऑफ पावर टाइप सिचुएशन के लाइक बड़े लोगों से भी गलतियां हो जाती हैं, लाइक सिंगर से भी गलतियां हो जाती हैं, किसी से भी गलती हो सकती है, तो आई एम कमिंग आउट हियर एंड बीइंग अ ब्रेव गाय एंड अपोलोजाइजिंग फॉर व्हाट आई सेड इफ इट हर्ट एनीवन्स फीलिंग्स।
दैट्स अ बॉस मूव राइट
देयर, सो लाइक या
रिस्पेक्ट,
दैट्स व्हाट हैपेंड विद दिस सॉन्ग। लाइक इसीलिए गाना आउट ऑफ द ब्लू आया है, और ये गाना किसी इसकी एल्बम के साथ टाई इन भी नहीं हो रहा था।
हाँ.
तो इसलिए
तो मुझे ये बताओ, what's up with like the tongue and the lips on the cover? Do you know the story behind that?
तो वो वही है ना, वो उसके अंदर saucy हो रहा है ना कि यार रोक के दिखाओ अगर रोक सकते हो तो, like I'm gonna speak my mind.
Sassy.
So if you think you can stop me, so like आ जाओ फिर.
आ जाओ बस यार. Come at me. He's gonna punch you like he did in that video. Full Islamabadi burger mess
निकाली है boy ने. लेकिन इससे एक और क्वेश्चन रेज होता है।
ओके,
ठीक है, और ये बड़ा डीप सवाल है।
अनदर वन, अ लॉट ऑफ डीप क्वेश्चंस टुडे। ओके,
अनदर वन। अच्छा, तो लेकिन मेरा पॉइंट ये है कि अभी हमें डीप क्वेश्चंस में जाना चाहिए, बिकॉज दिस इज ऑलरेडी क्वारंटीन स्टफ, सो लाइक पीपल आर ऑलरेडी इन सम वेरी हैवी शिट।
आई एम सेइंग यू कैन आस्क इफ इट्स वेरी हैवी, तो फिर
चलो लेट्स जस्ट स्लाइटली लाइक ब्रश ऑन टू दिस टॉपिक एंड देन लाइक एंड आवर पॉडकास्ट।
ओके,
कि देख शमून ने पहले एक बहुत रेसिस्ट ट्वीट किया, फिर उसने उसके बारे में अपोलोजाइज किया।
ठीक है,
ठीक है, डज दिस मेक शमून अ रेसिस्ट और नॉट?
अच्छा, नाउ दिस इज इट्स सो इंटरेस्टिंग दैट यू ब्रिंग दिस एग्जैक्ट सिनेरियो अप, राइट? And I don't know if this exact, I'm not going to go too much into detail because this is a long conversation. I was watching this show. I don't know if you've seen, have you seen Ozark on Netflix by any chance?
Uska maine 1.5 season dekha hua
hai. Acha, theek hai. So I don't know if you remember in the first episode, basically there was like this gang leader, jo bhi cartel ka leader tha, right? And he goes up to these guys and like basically he was accusing them of stealing his laundered money, right? Koi $5 million the. And he's like, the example that I'm going to give here is that my father had a grocery store, or usme there was this, I was rewatching this episode last night, which is why I remember it so clearly. We had an employee, Carlotta, theek hai? Or Carlotta was caught stealing koi $5 worth of pesos out of it, theek hai? And he's like, my dad found her stealing, and he asked each of the people that stole his money, he was like, what did my dad do, theek hai? And two of them responded, theek basically hai, ke you know, let her go, it was only $5 worth of money, kuch bhi nahi hota ye wo. And then one of them, the main protagonist of the story and everything, he responded, he's like, fire her. And then the mafia, jo bhi cartel leader, he's like, why? He's like, because this isn't the first time that Carlotta has stole. This is the first time that you've caught her stealing. Theek hai? Likewise, I'm going to draw the connection here of saying that, and you see, this connection can be drawn to anyone. It can be drawn to me. It can be drawn to you about multiple things. But chances are that if he is saying it on a public forum, right, either he has done it before he was famous, or he's done it without obviously the public forum, like with his friends or with whoever, ya jo bhi, theek hai? So I'm gonna say is that I'm not calling him a racist, and to be honest, this does not matter to me either. I'm not triggered by things like this either. All I'm saying is that the simple and controversial answer to your question is yes.
So like रेसिज्म वाली बात अपनी जगह है। इट्स लाइक इजंट एवरीवन रेसिस्ट अप टू सम एक्सटेंट?
100% मैन, आई एम, यू नो दैट आई एम, एंड आई इट्स नॉट लाइक आई एम टेकिंग प्राइड इन इट और एनीथिंग, बट अनफॉर्चूनेटली
नहीं, हम दोनों तो हैं ही हैं ना। लाइक इवन द पीपल हु से इट प्राउडली दैट दे आर नॉट रेसिस्ट, दे आर स्टिल रेसिस्ट अबाउट समथिंग।
या, I get that, but and I'm sure that a lot of people are, but there are some people who let it slip and some people who don't, or some people that have the confidence to even say things like that. A lot of people, like, for example, I wouldn't have had the guts to tweet that because I knew that it would create controversy. As I'm sure, don't you think that Shamoon thought that it would? Or do you think that maybe the internet would have reacted in a different way because everybody liked him?
I think he was just high when he tweeted.
और इतना कुछ नहीं सोच रहा था. बिल्कुल वैसे हो सकता है. That's a fact.
जैसे Elon Musk अगर जो रोगन के पॉडकास्ट पे बैठ के ज्वाइंट स्मोक कर सकता है ना,
तो फिर तो
so like Shamoon ये ट्वीट भी कर सकता है.
बिल्कुल हो सकता है. I agree with you, man. I agree with you on that.
So like that was a heavy note to end everything on. But on that note, I think this is the end to this episode of Burger Boys.
Exactly. Quality quarantine content. And don't worry, Shamoon, we still love you, man. I don't think you were worrying.
Quality? Like, air quotes quality. Okay.
Bro, ab kya kare yaar? We're supposed to talk about things from our past and just like thoughts that we have because there's nothing going on in either of our lives, man. Kya kare? I guess you guys understand.
True, true. वैसे लेकिन मेरा अभी भी ये favorite podcast है. Like I love, like this can play into my narcissistic side, but like I love listening to ourselves talk again and again.
That's true वैसे. I like that. I like that.
Like कोई और सुने ना मैंने अपने released version of podcast जो है ना ये दो तीन तीन दफा सुन लिए हैं.
अच्छा really? I haven't done that.
Yeah.
Oh man. लेकिन वैसे I agree with this that this was definitely my most favorite episode to record. I don't know why. It was just like, it was super casual, you know? I liked it.
True. मतलब पता है जब ये हम super casual होते हैं तो content बहुत अच्छा बनता है. But anyway, this was the end to this episode.
Exactly.
Until next time, we're not lazy and like, we feel like recording another episode. तो एक और quarantine episode डाल देंगे फिर.
एक और डाल देंगे, हाँ. Juicy.
Until then, Allah Hafiz.
Goodbye.